So even if, you know, let's say there's a magical conclusion to all these protests and uprising. I don't want to say protests. The uprisings and rebellion, all right? When the uprisings and rebellion stops, let's assume it stops, then what? We go back to life as it was. It's over. It was over when COVID started. It's over now. And I also want to say that I was just thinking about how, you know, we got the indigenous brothers and sisters out here protesting and marching and risking their own lives too. And when this is done, whenever they got something to march for, and they got plenty to march for and protest for, and plenty of uprisings to hold and rebellions to hold, we gotta be out there for that too. Each and every time, we gotta be out there. It's one of them things. That's why that whole, some people don't like the POC tag, some people don't like the BIPOC tag. I mean, it makes it easy to categorize everybody who's not white. I get it. Some people don't like it. Like, I'm black, I'm not POC. Kind of, you know how there's, you know, terms come about, right? From a quasi-academic or fully academic standpoint, that's supposed to be all-inclusive and so on and so forth. People are just like, I'm black, I'm Latino. I'm Latino isn't even a race. I'm black. See what I'm saying? This is how confusing it becomes. And it's not confusing because I know exactly what I'm saying, but it's, black doesn't mean the same thing that everybody else wants it to mean. There's no monolithic black culture. There's no monolithic Latino culture. There's people from Chile. There's people from Dominican Republic who are also black but don't see themselves as black. Right? And then you have Mexicans. Some are black. So it's you know, there's Afro-Latino. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's all these fucking terms. Why even white? I won't go into the whole expansive history of white, but white was a very, I don't know if I've talked about this before, white was a very small category. It didn't include Italians, it didn't include Irish, it didn't include Russians. It only included, I guess, what we call WASPs. As story has it, in Ghana. And it's like not a myth, like this is a thing that they would do. The British would call, they would say that all the other Europeans were not real white people. They were the only real white people. AKA, the British were the only real white people. I'm thinking like, what the fuck, man? But you see? You see the divisiveness even within races? So, back to what I was saying before. When we march, when we up, protests, uprisings, rebellions. We can't just pick and choose. It's hard to keep track of them all. I understand that. But we were, there was demonstrations right before COVID-19 hit. Interestingly. Alright, I snapped 2 days before. Okay, so I was supposed, because you know they were shutting down the train, the Via Rail transit. And it was happening across Canada. They got to Ottawa. People had started to mobilize, or I guess organize. And then I then snapped probably the day after organizing or two. Yeah. And then it happened. But then COVID-19 happened, so it shut down. The rail's been shut down for months now. Shut down for months. We ain't going back to the way it was. I mean, the easier it takes for people to just accept it, the quicker we can move into the next phase of whatever life has become. Somewhere I was seeing, I heard something or read something that the U.S. will look very different after all this is said and done. This is also a fucked up way for Trump's first 4 years to end up. It is. Like, up until maybe 3 or 4 or 5 months ago, I thought he was definitely winning. And then everything else started to fall apart. And I was like, what the fuck? You see, that's what they say. Your election can be in October, November. It could be January. It's a long time. It's a long time in political terms. Because, as we've seen, shit can hit the fan, shit can jump off all within months, weeks, you know, weeks. COVID-19, protests across 50 states. And then you want to reopen the border. Meanwhile, our prime minister is just like, oh boy, like he knows. How can I put this? Our prime minister, for all of his faults, understands that whatever the fuck is going on down in the U.S., all of the mess that's going on, cannot leak more than it already has into Canada. That's why he has to, like, you know, choose his words wisely and, like, almost not answer the question. And, like, you know, this is the same guy who was in blackface, though. So let's not get it twisted. But people look past that. The same way people look past Eminem and his racist song, right? Yeah, you know, y'all forgot about that, didn't you? Eminem had a racist song. I mean, I'm not apologizing for none of these motherfuckers, man. I don't give a fuck. It was a different time, you know? And things were more accepted. And like, there's a philosophy that people were less sensitive back in the day. I don't know if that's true at all. I think that's just what people say to make themselves feel good now. But man, Eminem had a racist song. Trudeau had blackface. Yet they're still viable individuals, let's say. I was going to say artists, but Justin Trudeau is an artist. Viable politicians and artists. Anyway. We know now that. You know, it's interesting when you see. Actually, I won't go there. But let me put it like this. When it comes to that black and indigenous struggle, both in the U.S. and Canada, I think it's more pronounced in Canada with the indigenous population, and it's more pronounced in Canada. Sorry, with the U.S., with the blacks. You know, that overlapping struggle is something that, like, I always find myself being like, look, ain't nobody else got it as bad as blacks, theoretically, than the indigenous population. And that's why these demonstrations, uprisings, and rebellions have to overlap. They can't be isolated, and they're not anymore. So, hope everybody has a good day. We're on a walk, you know. Get my coffee. Come home. Shower up, work. And see the updates on the protest for tomorrow. Because people are acting like it's a dicey game, but I don't know. I'm going. I mean, everybody else can run and hide. Because they understand two people have things that they have to consider. Like, they can't get. And I have things I got to consider, too. But, you know, the mayor protesting. I'm trying to figure out how. My initial gut reaction, which is always how you should work, is that the mayor brings security, bring cops, and so on. So it could be bad. But the mayor is also gay. So he's marching. His motives for marching are that of he's probably been discriminated against, right? And look how long it took for him to come out and say it. We all thought it, but he never said it. So he's marching. Yes, he's kind of co-opting, right? He's using one demonstration for his own purposes. And maybe he just wants to march. Who knows? I don't know the mind of Jim Watson, but it makes sense to me that he would march as the mayor, as the gay mayor of Ottawa. He's been discriminated against. So that could mean that this could also be the safest possible march. If that's how it plays out with the mayor there. You know what I mean? It'd be like if, I don't know, if Obama was marching, like, it'd be extremely safe in a sense because nobody's trying to fuck with Obama, right? So, we'll see. I'm still going downtown and doing it. I'm tired of even my, like, assembly and resources move that I'm doing. Or, like, texting people random information. They're like, what is this? I'm like, read it. You know what I mean? There's only so much in the house on the phone shit you can do. You gotta be outside. You gotta fucking be outside. And I understand the dangers of getting involved, but I mean, it's past the time, man. It's fucking past the time. Past the time to sit in the house. You gotta be outside. You gotta be in the mix. Everybody else can duck and dodge and, you know, avoid and all this shit. It ain't affecting them, right? It ain't fucking affecting them. I gotta make a post out of this, actually. It's the last little section. All right. Peace out, folks.